Yeah, I was really pleased there today, Greg, to get the full support of the members, but not just the members, but the executive of the council as well. They're also very concerned that the funding that they were allocating to White Oaks has now been on the direction of the Department of Local Government and Environment withdrawn.
And how can this be replaced, or will the government be lobbied to try and reverse their decision?
Well, what we're trying to try and do now primarily is to lobby the government, or obviously in the department, to reinstate the funding. I've spoke to the HSE, as did Deputy Patrick McLaughlin and Pierce Doherty. They're already under a lot of pressure with their budget. Up this last number of years, 15% of the budget from the HSE has been cut. So I think we need to go back to the Department of Environment and Local Government, and we need to show them the good work that White Oaks do in not only rehabilitating people with addictions, but also providing sustainable and settled housing for them when they leave the centre.
And the point has been made that those two things can't be really separated.
No, they can't be separated. They come in tandem. A lot of the people who present themselves with addictions already have a homeless problem or about to have a homeless problem. So even within the government's policy at the minute for 2014, they talk about that type of homelessness, and yet they're sending a directive to the council to withdraw funds. It just doesn't add up.